uninfluenced jury of the vicinage. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
You know, and so I think there's coming a time, like I said, I believe that I have a calling in the future where this music's going to take place, but it's not going to be exalting any individual. I can mention names. I'm not going to mention famous people in the Christendom, but I think it's going to be the Holy Spirit is going to visit groups of people that are truly stepping in to true praise and worship, not being led by somebody who's swallowing the microphone. It is the job of someone to initiate praise and then disappear so that collectively, as a whole, a group of people are praising, worshiping God, and then the Shekinah glory will visit, and there'll be healings and demonstrations of His power. You know,
so. Amen. I believe that it's the days of celebrity, I believe, are over. It's, I know the Lord has been dealing with me about being humble, and I don't think that I have a lot of pride, and I think I'm humble, but I the Lord's been dealing with me, so I'm asking the Lord, Father, are there areas of arrogance in me that I need to deal with, that we need to work on together and get rid of? Because, as you know, being on the radio, you become some kind of celebrity, actually, and people know you, and, they want to exalt you, And I don't want to be exalted because it was Jesus. I know me. I'm not that good. Jesus is that good, but I'm not. And God just, He gets all the glory, and that's what I want in my life, that He gets all the glory. And not me. And are there things that I'm holding on to? And you were talking about judgment a little while ago, not to judge people. And God's been dealing with me about that, too, that, they're God's people, and it's up to Him to judge them, not me. Yeah. I am to love them with the love of the Lord and pray for them if I see them in error. If they're doing things that are, like this whole, big celebrity kind of deal that keeps going on, pray for them that they'll become humble in the sight of the Lord and lay aside those things that of worldliness that so many of them have probably caused people to stumble because they see all the flamboyance, the big houses and the jets and, expensive cars and all this stuff. And it's, that's not where it's at. We need to humble ourselves,
in the sight of the Lord. The word humility. When I was interviewing, Dr. Graham, I broached the subject of humility. And you know what happened? He leaned in and looked me in the eyes as well, Red. If we're talking about it, we haven't got it.
Uh-oh.
Is that amazing? He's like, so I need to change the subject. I changed the subject, of course.
Yeah.
But, it's humility's not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less often.
Right. I like that definition. That's very good.
Yeah, not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less often. And I stay away from judgment, even with the ministers that I don't like, whether they're on TV or radio. I'll tell you why. because do you remember that John and James, the sons of Zebedee, were traveling with Jesus now? It's been a couple of years, and they said, hey, these dudes are over here, and they're preaching about you, but they're not doing it like you do. And shall we call down the fire of heaven to consume them? And Jesus said, the Son of Man hath not come to destroy men's lives, but to save men's lives. And then he said, he who is not against me is for me. So, you know, there's one positive thinking preacher that's on TV, and I like the guy. And people are putting him down and saying, because he doesn't talk about hell enough. And I say, I saw this famous minister talking down about him. I said, go find your own ministry. Stay away. Do not judge. First of all,
amen.
We are all the property of God. I'm the property of God. You're the property of God. That minister is the property of God. Do not judge another man's possession. And God, you shall not lord it over God's inheritance. I'm God's inheritance. You're God's inheritance. And some people have a gift of encouragement. Others, we just need to stop judging because, you know, when they brought that lady who had been involved in adultery to Jesus, and the law was, if you caught a woman in adultery, you could stone her. So they're trying to catch Jesus and said, hey, what should we, the Pharisees said, what should we do with this woman? Shouldn't we stone her? And he knew in his heart that they're trying to catch him here. And he says, okay, you can stone her to death, but let the first stone come from one of you that doesn't have this sin. And they all dropped the rocks and went home. And
walked away.
Where are your... Jesus didn't go around judging people. He went around forgiving people. And of course, the humor is John and James, the son of Zebedee, came along the next day, and Jesus says, hey, how are the sons of thunder this morning? It's humor. Mm-hmm. And from henceforth, he called them the sons of thunder because they wanted to consume other people.
That's important. We are so quick to judge, and I have to, point several fingers back at myself because over the years I have been judgmental toward various ministries that I've seen that have, especially back in the 80s when there was a lot of national coverage of a couple of ministries that quote-unquote fell for sin. And, can't have anything to do with them. They should be defrocked or, you know, whatever. They can't preach anymore or do anything. But God's been dealing with me about that. You have to pray for them and intercede on their behalf. You don't know what kind of, stress, that they're under being the celebrities that they are. I know you've experienced a little bit of that. Floyd and I experienced a little bit of that. It puts a lot of pressure on a person when people look at you as a quote-unquote celebrity. And these people are like national celebrities. So, I mean, I can't even imagine the kind of scrutiny that they're under. And, it's just a tough... My quote, this is Nancy's verse here, God did not intend any of us to be celebrities. You know, he is the celebrity. We are, we're just his ambassadors or whatever, his spokesman, and we are to emulate him, and part of that is to be humble and not be lifted up. I've had to learn not to be so judgmental, but to intercede and to stand in the gap for these people and to pray for them and believe God for their ministries.
And for others, because God loves, a broken and contrite heart. It is written, a broken and contrite heart the Lord will not despise. A smoldering candle he will not snuff out. A bruised reed he will not break. So if anybody's listening to this broadcast right now And maybe you've been arrogant in the past, like I was, and can still be. But, you know, and then you come to him at a time when you're broken, and he could go, yeah, I remember you, Rhett, when you were arrogant and self-centered and self-seeking and blah, blah, blah. But no, you come to him broken. He says, I'm not going to remember your past. You're a bruised reed. I will not break you. You're a smoldering candle, Rhett. I will not snuff you out. I love you.
Yep.
You're broken and contrite, and that's a sweet fragrance in my nostrils. Now maybe we can move forward,
God.
And you're ready to listen to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Also.
Amen. We're all broken unto the Lord, and it's His business, really, to fix us. And that's why he went to the cross. When you think about the price that he paid, going to that cross, shedding his blood, the suffering, the shame of hanging there in public humility and dying this horrible, painful death so that we can become in right standing with God. That's enough to humble a person right there. I would think, and we have to keep looking at that, keep focused on the cross. That's where the price was paid. That's where he took the price for our sins, that we can have fellowship with God. And in spite of our sins, another song that I love is, and I always go right in the middle of it. If you could see where Jesus brought me from, to where I am today, then you'd know the reason why I love him so. And I know in my life that's the truth. I know where I was. I know what I was.
Amen.
But God, all right, God has brought me to a different place, a place of right standing with him that I could not do for myself. It was impossible.
Amen.
If I could have done it for myself, he didn't have to come. You know, and I can never thank him enough for that. I can never thank him enough.
Me either. Well, listen, Nancy, we're out of time for today. Nancy Dykeman, I love you in the Lord. Nancy was
and
a broadcast.
I love you too, Rhett. I haven't seen you in years, but it's good to reconnect and know that God has been good to you and that you're doing the work of the Lord. And it's good to reconnect with so many people that, you know, I've known from way back and, you know, see that God is moving in so many lives. It's wonderful.
Yeah. All right, Nancy Dykeman, let's make sure we talk again in the near future. God bless you. And I'll be praying for you.
And God bless you, Rhett, and your family.
Thank
you, thank
Nancy
you for
Dykeman.
Giving me the opportunity to share with your folks down there in Florida.
I appreciate
God bless.
It. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 and serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties.